It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels off comment.
He lost sight of his eyes when he was, or in his eyes, I guess. Lost.
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment.
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment.
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Lexi, who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
You're the ticket.
Yes, at 7:56 on the ticket, it's time for the e-break once again. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We're going to give you three candidates here live from Austin, and then you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. I wasn't here last Friday, but I heard I won.
Yes, congrats.
Yes, another title. Thank you very much. Let's meet our candidates this week. Candidate number one, someone who's been accused of e-break doping before. He's back from the Saturday morning tee box, Craig Rosengarten. 8 minutes into the show, decided to go ahead and drop an S-bomb.
It's part of a reflex that will remove most of the conagers present in wine. Conagers are chemical compounds that typically cause headaches and hangovers.
No sh**.
So, and who drank? Did you get that, Dave?
Yep. Thank you very much, Craig.
Welcome, 7:55 on Friday.
Eight really? Minutes. Eight whole minutes.
Right there. Well, on that note.
Yeah. God. I didn't know I couldn't say that. Yeah.
Watch out for those conagers, man.
Yeah, what the heck's Rick talking about?
Something in wine.
Conagers.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny elements to that. Let's hear that one more time.
It's part of a reflex that will remove most of the conagers present in wine. Conagers are chemical compounds that typically cause headaches and hangovers.
No sh**.
So, and who drank? Did you get that, Dave?
Yep. Thank you very much, Craig.
Welcome, 7:55 on Friday.
Eight really? Minutes. Eight whole minutes.
Right there. Well, on that note.
Yes, on that note, we'll nominate Craig Rosengarten for an e-break once again. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's one of our friends, another Cumulus station with a straw hat. On Why Today Doesn't Suck, they called Michelle Rodriguez over there at KSCS to wish her a happy birthday. And they started talking A&M basketball with her, and her language got a little salty, too.
Hey, Michelle.
What's up?
You're an Aggie, right?
Bigum. Yeah, that was a great basketball game.
Do you know we were...
Name the starting five.
No, no, just do you know who the coach is?
I don't know.
That's the second time with you. The second time.
Do you think you can just swear on the second?
Why is it only radio people that come over here and forget that you can't curse?
Michelle, what the hell?
Not the first time.
You're worse than Corby, I swear.
What a potty mouth.
So no, she doesn't know the head coach.
Corby telling her the name of starting five, and then, she says that.
So Jake brings up that point, and I have always wondered this, and we've had two examples of it now. Today on the e-break, radio people dropping S-bombs. I know Craig Rosengarten that's a loose definition there. But
he jumps in here once a week. Yeah.
But still, he has, over the years, acquired a lot of radio experience.
20-some-odd years, yeah.
How do radio people slip up like that?
I don't know. I just want to hear that sounder go off again.
Hey, Michelle.
What's up?
You're an Aggie, right?
Bigum. Yeah, that was a great basketball game.
Do you know we were...
Name the starting five.
No, no, just do you know who the coach is?
That's the second time with you. The second time.
Do you think you can just swear on the second?
Why is it only radio people that's enough, Jerry?
And, I think you got a drop out of that, too, next time we're talking hoop. It was a great basketball game.
Yeah, that's such sleepy voice.
Smoking out or something.
Yeah, great basketball game. All right, way to go, Michelle. You are candidate number two. And then candidate number three, Bob and Dan. They're having a tough time talking Cavaliers basketball these days. I think we have another mommy and daddy fighting again on Bob and Dan, bad radio, when they started talking LeBron and the Cavs.
So you want to see failure at the end of the interesting stuff.
Oh, they might haul off and win it all, Dan. I've been assured of that by everyone else who says, go ahead and bet against them at your own peril. They're the greatest, and you know it. But, yeah, it's
would you like to bet against them?
Not everything has to be a bet, Mr. Sports
Gambling. You're the one who just brought it up.
I said I don't want to. But going back to...
I'd love to get a transcript of this segment so far.
I'm sure it's available. It would
you
not be that hard to get.
Passive-aggressively just trying to just take shots at LeBron before you even start talking.
We can't even open the segment without your defense, without Johnny Cochran showing up with his LeBron.
So wait. You opened the segment being a big a-hole.
Oh, and I said this is a great book, and you said, no, it's not. The better book would be when they won the title. I said, well, yeah, but I think this is really interesting. Back and forth and so forth, and you're
right. You didn't do anything wrong. Go ahead.
Oh, we can't talk about the Cavaliers on this show. They're off limits.
Tyronn Lue has stepped down to deal with his illness.
Mr. Johnny Cochran over here. And then, no. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, so tense. Come on.
I just love that at the root of the problem is the Cavaliers.
Right.
They can't talk about the Cavaliers.
let's get tense one more time.
So you want to see failure at the end of the interesting stuff.
Oh, they might haul off and win it all, Dan. I've been assured of that by everyone else who says, go ahead and bet against them at your own peril. They're the greatest, and you know it. But, yeah.
Would you like to bet against them?
Not everything has to be a bet, Mr. Sports
Gambling. You're the one who just brought it up.
I said I don't want to. But going back to...
I'd love to get a transcript of this segment so far.
I'm sure it's available. It would
you
not be that hard to get.
Passive-aggressively just trying to just take shots at LeBron before you even start talking.
We can't even open the segment without your defense, without Johnny Cochran showing up with his LeBron.
So wait. You opened the segment being a big a-hole.
Oh, and I said this is a great book, and you said, no, it's not. The better book would be when they won the title. I said, well, yeah, but I think this is really interesting. Back and forth and so forth. And you're
right. You didn't do anything wrong. Go ahead.
We can't talk about the Cavaliers on this show. They're off limits.
Tyronn Lue has stepped down to deal with his...
Yay, Bob and Dan. All right, so those are your three candidates. Craig Rosengarten, Michelle Rodriguez, or a Bob and Dan fight. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Gordon.
Okay. Should we get... Yeah, technically, he's correct.
Gone.
That's...
I think you could have gotten away with that one.
Why? Just for that? What's the payoff?
Well, it is chicken menstruation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you do call a male rooster that.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, this is Jordan from Brookhaven. Give me the tee box. And come say hi to me next time, George, when I'm on the putting green.
Oh, I think that might be him.
I think that's really him.
Sounded Jordan speak.
Sounded just like there's
a little bit. I think it's him too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, friends. Jim Nance calling to vote for the emergency break of the week. George, welcome back. It's nice to have you back, and nice to have that Fox reporter back where he belongs. But now it's time to vote for a tradition unlike any other. Craig Rosen.
That's great.
I love that guy.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to sit here and take a vote for Jason Kidd and also D.D. Hurd when George poops Rosengarten. He pooped his pants on Rosengarten.
Okay. What's happening?
Was that supposed to be Jason Kidd?
I hope not.
Not definitely.
with a big Texas accent. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, boys. Glad you guys are safe down in Austin at the golf tournament. I guess I got to go vote for the Garden.
Okay. Thank you for your vote, sir. Thank you very much. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yes, I'm on the air.
Yep.
Woo! I want to vote for Craig. This is Ric Flair. Woo!
That is the worst right. Ric Flair.
I don't know. It sounded pretty good to me. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, this is Jason Kidd, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks. I heard y'all earlier tell me a happy birthday. And for that, thank you. But I would like to vote for Mitron, most definitely.
Okay, not bad. Thanks, Jason, for the call.
Much better.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, let's go with the golf guy that sounds like Muffin from Mr. Peppermint.
All right, dude, he's trying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's the first to acknowledge that, he has, doesn't have any talent.
With that, we have ourselves a winner.
It's part of a reflex that will remove most of the conagers present in wine. Conagers are chemical compounds that typically cause headaches and hangovers.
No sh**.
So, and who drank? Did you get that, Dave?
Yep. Thank you very much, Craig.
Welcome, 7:55 on Friday.
Eight whole minutes.
Right there. Well, on that note.
See, you brought up a good question, Junior. On his bio, does he put broadcaster?
I don't think he's legally able to.
I don't think
the FCC won't let him. Mm-mm.
I don't think he can spell that word, actually, so no. I'm a little hypnotized by Rick's statement, welcome 7:55 on Friday. What does that mean?
I don't know, but maybe just to make it a part of the open for the e-break for now on. Welcome 7:55 on Friday. All right, how many is that for Craig Rosengarten?
That's 19 wins, and ironically, 19 ahead of his leader, Mushmouth Thomas.
I would guess more for Craig, but congratulations, Craig Rosengarten, this week's winner of the emergency break of the week.